what you're saying, Gonzalo, about the unelected special interests across the West running things. They don't see themselves as part of the nations they're actually, you know, running. I'd also like to point out that just like colonizers have done all throughout history, there is a high degree of dividing the population against itself. If you're in Russia or you're in China or you're anywhere in Asia and you're listening to messages coming from the government, from you know, through the media, it's all about harmony, working together, putting aside your differences. In the West, it's all about, hey, get them, they're different, and just having everyone at each other's throats all the time, and that keeps them divided and distracted and incapable of even seeing what the problem is, let alone arrive at a solution for it.
That is completely true. I remember when I went to Asia in 2017, last time I've been to Asia, but I was very, very struck. I was principally in China and Malaysia. The extent to which the messaging all the time was that we all come together, we work together, we're one nation. In Malaysia, of course, it's a nation made up of many, many ethnicities and religions, but there's a constant harping on the importance of harmony. And the same is true in China as well. I have to say I was very, very struck by it. And also about the concern, which is embedded in both countries, both Malaysia and China, for example, in company articles, something I've never seen, that you have to keep always the interests of the wider people in mind, something which you would never see in the West, certainly not in today's West.